Democrat Dave Olby represented North Central Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District for 41 years. Republican Tom Petri is serving his 17th term in Wisconsin's 6th Congressional District. They disagree on many policy issues, but they are friends. They are also from very different times. Olby was first elected to the state legislature in 1962.
It was before Jack Kennedy and Martin Luther King were assassinated. It was before the Vietnam War. When I ran for the legislature, I spent $1,160.
Republican Tom Petri says he grew up when you could be a conservative and still think taxes were a good thing.
My father always was quite conservative, but he was always very happy, not happy, but proud to be able to pay taxes because it meant he was earning money at a job.
Petri and Obie say that before today's partisan gridlock, congressmen from both parties worked together for the greater good because of what they'd been through.
The Depression and World War II may have pulled people apart at the beginning, but by the end, it pulled the country together for a generation.
They'd been through the ringer together on the economy. They'd been through the ringer on the war. And after they'd done that, they knew what was important and what was marginal.
It was an era when there were liberal Republicans and Southern Democrats who tempered the party's 40-year control of Congress.
So there was a kind of a conservative Democratic and Republican functioning majority on a lot of issues.
Now, with definite ideological lines drawn between the parties and control of Congress always up for grabs, Obie says it's a prescription for gridlock.
Human nature lays out what's going to happen. The higher the stakes, the more combative the arena is going to be.
When Obie and Petri entered politics, there were 350 newspapers covering Washington and only 3 broadcast TV networks. Now they say the internet and cable are creating division instead of unity.
You communicate instantly and globally, but you don't get to know people necessarily by doing that.
People are self-reinforcing in the programs that they watch. Liberals watch MSNBC, conservatives watch Fox, and if you don't know what you think, you watch CNN.
Both men are concerned about the growing gap between the rich and the poor.
Under Jack Kennedy, the average CEO of Fortune 500 corporation made about 12 times as much as the guy on the shop floor. Today, it's almost 400 times.
Financial manipulations that produce huge wealth without generating any real value. You need to have good, fair, sensible regulation of economic activity. No one disputes that.
Well, almost no one, according to Petri, who singles out fellow Republican and Libertarian presidential candidate Ron Paul.
I argue with Ron Paul. He was even at one point against the Defense Department. Well, the people will figure out how to defend themselves. And what about roads? Well, they'll figure out how to build roads. I said, well, don't you need the government at least to tell people whether they should drive on the left side or the right side of the road?
Obie thinks the partisan divide is intense because the future of America is up for grabs.
I think about every 70 or 80 years, all hell breaks loose in this country.
Obie says there was a revolution in 1776, the Civil War in 1860, the Depression and New Deal in 1932, and what we're facing now.
You are having a huge debate, not just about individual issues, but about the role and the power of government in shaping this society. Those are issues that are very deeply held. They're philosophical, and it gets really nasty when they're not just philosophical, but when they become ideological.
Democrat Dave Obie and Republican Tom Petri made the comments at a forum at UW-Marathon County. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Mobert for Wisconsin Public Radio News.